Welcome back to the Sneak Diss, your weekly podcast on sneakers, sports, culture, and other nonsense, made by sneakerheads for sneakerheads. Find the podcast streaming on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, YouTube, and on the website, which is updated daily at www.thesneakdiss.com. Get at us on Twitter at @the_sneakdiss, Instagram at @thesneakdiss, and check out the Facebook page, The Sneak Diss Podcast. And now, on to the Sneak Diss.
Follow us or else.
No, episode 24.
24, the Kobe Bryant edition.
Yeah. Ryan, Greg, George, back in the building.
Boing, boing, boing.
Don't mind my voice. I lost it somehow. I don't know if I'm sick or allergies, but the show must go on. What are we talking about, Ryan?
Got a lot of stuff going on this week. You got the Kaepernick protesting America. Sitting for the national anthem.
All right, shut up.
We got
get an early shut up for simple.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Bread One's coming out this weekend. Jordan 11 Low closing ceremonies came out last weekend. And we had something fun this week, a day that I look forward to every year that you and I sat down last Sunday and did fantasy football drafts. I had a blast at the fantasy football draft. You did a lot better this year.
Off the hook.
You're actually like projected to get fourth in the league. I'm projected to get first. You're projected to get fourth.
Every year you're projected to get first. I don't even know how.
I'm like a master drafter.
Somehow.
So, and I had the first pick, which I did not want at all.
You were upset about that.
I was super upset. So, all you people out there for your fantasy drafts, good luck. Good luck for fantasy football. But let's start it off with pickups.
Wait, what pick did you want if you didn't want the first pick? This is actually a year where the first pick is actually a decent pick.
I like picking. Who would you have taken with the first pick?
Brown?
Okay,
I mean, in PPR, Brown. I would take Brown.
Well, we have standard scoring, but I still took Brown.
In standard scoring, I might have, I don't know.
Gurley?
Probably Gurley.
Yeah. I mean, it was a toss between Brown and Gurley for me. I took Brown. We have a standard scoring league. I don't know. Like, I feel like picking one and then not in the snake draft, not getting around again until the 20th pick, like I feel like you get more value at like 6 and 12 than you do, or 6 and 16, right? 6 and 16, yeah. Than you do at one.
But the difference between Brown and the next tier wide receivers is gigantic. I mean, is Julio healthy? Do we even know?
As far as I know, but he got hurt again.
And Beckham are the only ones. I know a lot of people like to put other receivers in that top tier, but those are the only three guys that I see that.
Who else?
I think Beckham actually went.
If his quarterback was healthy.
Beckham actually went fourth to Mr. Gregory Robeson. Fourth or fifth? Were you fourth or fifth?
AJ Green is probably the next guy on that list for borderline. If he's not hurt.
Who also got hurt.
So who went to
early two teams?
Was it Brown, Gurley, Peterson?
No. Oh, yeah, he took Gurley.
Gurley, then Peterson, then you for Beckham at four?
Somebody took Peterson at third?
That's the only other option I could think of. Zeke went seventh in our draft, which I was – where did Zeke go in your guys' drafts? Because I'm surprised he went seven in ours, not being a keeper's league.
Well, both the ones that I was in were keeper leagues, so in one of them he went number one because the other dudes were kept. And then in the other one it was PPR – No. One league that I was in is not a keeper league, and it's PPR, so Brown went number one.
Yeah.
And then Elliott went in the one that was a keeper league, even though I don't know if whoever owns, like, Le'Veon Bell kept him or not. Le'Veon Bell, you know.
Le'Veon Bell still went in the first round in our draft with his three-week suspension?
Yeah, I got him in the second round.
I got him in another draft.
I mean,
it gives you too many points.
You can still make an argument. He's still the best running back in the league. I guess Gurley is.
Oh no, I'm not. I mean, he's great, but I still think he's injury. I think he's going to get hurt.
Well, I got Josh Gordon, the greatest receiver in the NFL, in the seventh round.
I mean, if you're going to say that, you might as well just say like in NFL history. If you're just going to make it ridiculous, you might as well just go up to the top.
You know, Josh Gordon is in the top five. Going to be a top five receiver this year when he comes back.
Who is the quarterback?
RG3.
A Baylor connection.
But again, who is the quarterback?
But who was his quarterback 3 years ago when he led the league?
Great.
in receiving yards and touchdowns.
I want to say it was Hoyer, but I'm
he
not
had like
sure
four quarterbacks.
That.
I think it was Hoyer.
So
that might have been like Hoyer's Josh best Gordon, year ever.
Josh Gordon is
he's definitely a nice little.
Oh,
pick
I'm
later
not saying
on.
I'm not saying he's not a good. I mean, player. For he's a seven, very good player.
I thought it was. I thought. I think the seventh was too early, but knowing that I wasn't going to get back around for another 20 picks, I took him where I took him. So
I mean, if he had been in the league playing football throughout that time frame, then I could understand it. But when you're out of the league, what are you doing? Like, was he been? I know I saw him catch a long pass in game two in the preseason, but
is
he
passes.
Doing anything else?
Two long passes, one for a touchdown. He looks good.
Good.
Okay.
Pause.
Is he running routes correctly? Is he dropping passes?
He's running routes correctly. He's not dropping passes. RG3 is underthrowing.
Yeah, he's looking
awful. RG3 is under.
You been watching the Browns or something?
Been watching all preseason.
Okay.
It came on CBS. It was just on regular TV.
Yeah, on last Thursday?
No one has time
or Friday.
To watch all preseason.
But, I'm watching all of them.
RG3.
Right. No one has time for that.
I watched the replays, too. Yeah.
RG3 has grossly underthrown him on, like, two of his greatest catches, so he's made good adjustments.
That's a fact.
He looks good. He looks
but
good.
The fact that Ryan said I drafted better this year shows I've been watching. I've been studying.
Yo, you've been studying.
I've been doing some major
until
studying.
The rails came off in the fifth round. Fifth round when he took Kirk Cousins when he had taken Russell Wilson in the second round.
That's not a bad pick.
You had a quarterback, and you took Kirk Cousins.
I don't
he
think
gets touchdowns.
I don't think Kirk Cousins got picked in either one of the drafts.
Yeah, I don't think he was either.
Just so we're clear.
We'll see. According to Yahoo, I'm ranked pretty high. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm taking Melvin Gordon in the fifth round.
Yo, what's our top 10 list today?
Oh, we got top 10 most underrated shoes of all time to us. And also, we're also going to get into the sneak diss NFL preview.
Oh, that's right.
And I am going to redeem myself today.
You better, because last time.
I'm on the redeem team. It was weird. It was a little weird. It was a little weird, yeah. Yeah, my list is a little weird last time, okay? Like, I picked Reebok Classics and...
Yeah, I don't know what you was into.
Yeah, I was on one, but like
I didn't
today,
realize you guys are picking shoes this time, all right?
What are you talking about? That's how we... That's the whole sneak disc style. Dang. What is he talking about? He never comes prepared.
He's in a mood today.
Dang. It's because he's wearing an Adidas shirt with Nike shoes.
Semple came in cussing people out, and you think I'm in a mood.
He came in wearing a sneak this T-shirt.
Sneak this T-shirt.
I got out of control. That has to go on Instagram. I got to go on Instagram.
Sneak this T-shirt's available soon.
Tell him to take a selfie.
On thesneakthis.com.
And the Supreme hat.
And what am I wearing on my feet today? Runners Ultra Boost. Boost.
I don't even think I've ever seen you wear Boost.
This is the second time.
Like,
That's a Supreme hat?
This is a Supreme hat.
Yeah. Ooh, George is intrigued.
No, I mean, it looks like a cross. I didn't think
Supreme
it's like that.
Camo cross
I don't understand
hat.
It.
It's from, like, 2013.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize they did that. No, yeah, I'm not intrigued. I just don't know what...
I don't understand the cross thing.
Praise God.
Okay. Kaepernick.
Kaepernick.
Everybody saw what happened? Sat down during the national anthem.
I don't know if I
was, hates America.
What did they? It was live on TV or something. I didn't see. I heard about it on social media.
I heard about social media as well.
I heard about it watching SportsCenter. But you know what's funny? Like, I don't know if like live did somebody say like, "Hey, where's Kaepernick?" Like,
I thought it was from an interview or something.
No, he showed him like sitting on the bench. Everybody else is standing. He was sitting on the bench or whatever, and then.
Oh, I didn't even see
that. I don't know at what point did it come out that he was making like a stand or something like that, or if anybody noticed it or asked him, but is it good, bad, matters?
Oh, I mean,
it depends on who you ask.
It's a non-issue, all right? The overreaction is hilarious to me.
It really, you know what, it really is. And it's like, if that's your way of expressing yourself, I mean, that's fine. In my opinion, is it the right way? No. I think there's better ways to do it than... Like, I feel like the national anthem isn't for the police officers or for, you know, whatever. It's for America as a whole. It's for the people that serve our country. It's for, you know, everything.
I understand what he's saying.
And I do understand what he's saying, yes. But I think that there's... a better way to go about it than the way he's doing it. And I've even read stuff when I was looking it up today for this topic about the fact that he might get cut before the Thursday night game because of the fact that it's in San Diego and, you know, San Diego's predominantly They have military bases there. It's a very strong military-backed community.
I mean, so is he, like, not going to be on the Niners this year or what?
If they keep him for the – if they have him on the roster week one, they owe him, like, $15 million next season. So the consensus right now is that he most likely will be cut before the season starts because otherwise I think they said he would be, like, the fourth or fifth highest QB next season. He's not even a starter.
I mean, he wasn't in camp. He had like a little injury issue and things like that. But I mean, I hope it doesn't have anything to do with this sitting during the national anthem or anything like that. Like, I don't know. I don't find it to be bad. Like you said, it depends on who you ask.
Yeah.
I kind of find it weird that he did it during a preseason game though.
Yeah.
Like, I thought that was a little weird.
Especially if your job's on the line. To bring that much negative attention to yourself when your job's on the line, like, hey, you want to make the stance? Make sure you're gonna get your $15 million for next year, and then sit down on the
bench.
But then
when I seen like Niners fans angry, I just don't believe that. I don't go for fake righteousness.
I saw videos of people
setting stuff on fire.
Yeah, lighting the jersey on fire, playing the national anthem.
That's fake righteousness because let him go out there and ball out,
and you'll love him.
No one will say a single word.
Win the Super Bowl.
I'm not gonna.
Everybody will forget.
That's just how football is. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't care who it is. Like, Greg Hardy was on the Cowboys last year. All right, this guy has beat up women. All right. Now look, I don't condone anything like that. But if he would have went out there and balled out, I'm not going to sit here and act like I would have been like, oh, I don't care. Get him off my team. Like, I knew he was a psychopath, but Cowboys needed something. If Ray Rice got on the Browns or got on the Raiders and went out there and ran like crazy, nobody would say a single thing.
Nope.
Somebody would say something, but same thing. I mean, it's fake righteousness, though. Like, I'm not with it. He should be able to do that.
Ray Lewis.
I mean, this NFL exec compared him to Ray Carruth, all right, who committed murder. Okay,
no, you can't do that.
Like, that's wild. Like, I understand what he's doing. Some of the biggest decisions and changes in like our society happened from somebody protesting and sitting down. Like, yes. You know, Rosa Parks sitting on the bus. Yep. You know, when black people couldn't go in like certain places to eat, they sat in their sit-ins. Like, I get what he's doing. It's just the climate and the time period. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and be like he hates America. Like, it's almost like when Gabby Douglas didn't put her hand on her heart during the gymnastics thing. Like, yeah. First of all, you put your hand on your heart during the Pledge of Allegiance, all right, not the national anthem, all right. Second, she's wearing a USA uniform. Yeah. Like,
the only problem is that until yesterday nobody knew Colin Kaepernick was black, so
well, I think only one person didn't know he was black.
If you guys are listening, like, you have to listen to Rodney Harrison's.
You have to listen to
You have to listen to it. It was so baffling. An NFL analyst had no idea Colin Kaepernick was black. I don't know what he thought he was.
And was still putting his opinion out there.
Still.
I don't get it. Absolute moron. And you know what? I'm sorry. Well, you know what? I would say he should be fired. Well, I was saying that Rodney Harrison should be fired because I thought he was making a different point about him being a black man, like that he's not like black, like, you know, whatever.
See, I don't, stuff like that, like PC stuff, when they fire people for PC reasons, I don't have an issue. I mean, to me, that people shouldn't be fired for PC things.
Kurt Schilling?
In my opinion. I mean, I don't know. Do I agree with the stuff that Kurt Schilling is posting on the internet? No, absolutely not. Does it affect how good he – or – well, I thought he was an awful baseball analyst.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
I thought he was always drunk. He looks crazy.
I'll be honest. I think he's awful at his job.
Yeah. I don't like Chris Schilling at all.
Whether him, what he's posting on the internet affects him doing that job is not
– They note that. To me – There's a white person I don't like.
You don't like a lot of white people.
I don't like a lot of people.
Okay, but anyways, the whole like PC thing where it's like people have to like watch their words or what, or they get fired, I don't necessarily agree with that, unless you work in a certain job where, you know, as a police officer, as a judge, as someone in law enforcement or something like that, where you're expected to
uphold a certain,
exactly, yeah, be a higher hold up a higher example or whatever for society. Absolutely, in a job like that.
Yeah.
Colin Kaepernick is a quarterback in the NFL. Kurt Schilling is a baseball analyst for ES. These are entertainment things. You know what I mean? So I don't agree with like that Rodney Harrison should be fired for that. I think Rodney Harrison should be fired because he's awful.
He really is.
Number one, he's one of the maybe the least intelligent people to do football analysis or sports analysis. To show what, based on what he said, Colin Kaepernick is clearly, biracial or multiracial.
That's what I asked you guys. Like, what did he think he was?
He must thought he was like Middle Eastern.
And Rodney Harrison, okay, so for me, I'm not black, so it's hard for me to call, say Uncle Tom or the worst terminology. But Rodney Harrison literally is up on stage dancing for the rich white man, collecting checks. And for him to have the nerve to say something like that is absolutely ridiculous to me. I completely understand why, rich white people and people who are on the very far right of society would have a problem with what Colin Kaepernick did, because that's their belief system. But Rodney Harrison tried to embarrass him from, the standpoint of, being a black man.
And you're not black.
And having an issue with it.
That was the thing.
Makes no sense.
Like, his point, it couldn't be made because he didn't, his point wasn't, it was just baffling. You have to listen to it. It was so weird. Did you listen to it?
Nah.
So you have to listen to it. It's embarrassing.
I saw some of the transcript and then all the tweets that he sent out afterwards.
Like the host said, basically, what do you mean about not being a black guy? He was like, I have a black face. It was so weird. I mean, if there's anybody who has CTE, it's definitely Rodney Harrison. I don't know what is wrong with him, though.
He's never been, the thing about it is, no one in the NFL has ever liked him. He's always had a reputation of
being a dick,
idiot, an asshole, whatever you want to call it. Even the players didn't like him. So,
and he's doing football life this season.
And he's awful on television. God. I mean, it kind of bothers me too that him, Dan Patrick, and Tony Dungy are just the corniest triumvirate or threesome, pause, whatever you want to call it. Just the corniest group of people to talk about sports.
See, Dan Patrick didn't used to be that way.
I'm just tired of hearing them.
Dan Patrick didn't used to be that way. He started getting really rich, I think, making so much money.
Oh, yeah.
He got whacked. Tony Dungy is just boring anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Leave Dungy alone. Come on.
Look, he's a nice guy.
Come on.
I didn't say he was a bad person, but he's boring.
He's dry. He's a little dry.
I'm not even sure if he's corny. He doesn't have enough personality to be corny.
He just doesn't have personality.
You have to have a personality to be corny.
He's just dry.
Just dry and boring. Yeah. For that to be your three, literally on the highest rated TV show during a certain amount of time during the year, is wild. But that's the thing. So I don't know. I don't think nobody's gonna like Nike. They were talking about asking Nike what they felt about it or something. I didn't see what was said, but
I'll tell you this. If he makes the roster, if he somehow becomes a starter, I'm sure you're going to see, if he continues to do this, some after-the-whistle stuff and some shots taken at him.
I don't think the players disagree with him.
The refs might.
There are a lot of players that have come out in defense of him and a lot of players that have come out and criticized him. So I think it's probably 50-50. And, whether it's right or wrong, it's his.
To be honest with you, the criticism of what he's done is completely hypocritical, in my opinion, because he is exercising a right that he has.
Exactly. But people are people are coming out and saying, hey, my brother, my uncle or my dad served in the military, and this is disrespectful to the military, and that's how they view it. So,
but that's completely misguided.
It is misguided, and it might not be his. It might not be what he's trying to do, but that's how people are viewing it, and it's irritating and aggravating some people. So whether it's misguided or not, whether his movement is misguided or not, people perceive things the way that the people perceive things, and some people perceive it as that.
Right, but not players in the league. I mean, there might be a few here and there, but I guarantee you the majority of the players in the league.
I just wonder what would happen, and I hate even talking hypothetically, if let's say Tom Brady did it. I wonder what would happen.
Well, yeah, someone brought that up today. If Russell Wilson did that, they would just leave him out on the field and not even complain about it. But that's just really what it is. You already said, you talked about Greg Hardy, and you can go down the list. And I'm not even necessarily talking about guys who are in trouble for smoking weed, because to me, smoking weed is not that big a deal. But for actual transgressions like domestic violence, What was the other one? Hit and run, DUI, where they actually got in a car accident. Yeah, I mean, like,
I mean, we have DUIs,
knocking your wife out in an elevator.
Like, we have actual DUIs. So, yeah, that's what I'm killed people.
That's like, what I'm talking about. Yeah,
crazy stuff.
DUI, I mean, car accident, when someone's died. Like, that's an actual transgression that where that person is a criminal.
I'll tell you what,
Colin Kaepernick is not a criminal. Do I agree with sitting down when the flag is being raised up? No, but I also don't care enough to get upset about it. The fact that people get upset about this is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, you know, that's a good point. The one person who's probably like, oh, yeah, I'm glad this is an issue right now, is probably Roger
Lochte.
Goodell.
Oh, I thought you said Ryan Lochte.
And Ryan Lochte.
Yeah, because he Roger ain't in Goodell. The news no more.
So, I guess in closing, then,
and Blaine Gabbert. I mean, Blaine Gabbert. Wait, who's the quarterback?
Yeah, he's like, yeah, this man's gonna get cut. I just want to start.
He was already the number one, anyways.
Yeah. So, all right, then I guess, you know, let him do what he does, and we'll see after this Thursday.
I don't see a big deal. So
we've skipped pickups. We got pickups this week. You got pickups this week?
I got Gold 11 Lowe's.
Gold 11 Lowe's.
Probably going back.
I picked up some Gold 11 Lowe's in the Nike USA Olympic jacket, the zip up. Got that on sale.
And I took a lot of people on Instagram, Twitter, upset that I said 11s were overrated.
You did. I was reading some of those comments. So,
and I'm saying, yeah, but you know what?
But this weekend, they're sitting everywhere. Sitting. So did that prove your point?
That proved my point. They should sit. Like, it's a nice shoe, and it's
a beautiful shoe. It really is a beautiful shoe.
Shouldn't nobody be like, oh, like raffle tickets? They should be first come, first serve now. All 11 lows, all 11s should be just like, they're out there. Like, they're overrated.
So also, you made a point, I think when we did the Hall of Flames and we talked about Breads and Royals, and you were like, that's a staple sneaker. That's a sneaker you should be able to go into a store anytime.
All the time.
And you should be able to pick up a pair.
Just like a white Air Force One, just like a Shell Toe, just like a Stan Smith or whatever.
So how are we going to do this weekend on the banned ones that are coming out? They're flying?
They're flying. I don't think they're flying.
You don't think they're flying?
No.
So we all have a chance.
I think they're going to sell out.
They'll sell out.
But do you think they're flying?
No.
What do you mean by that?
Like if I miss out on a pair, what do you think my damage is going to be in a week?
Oh, I think in 300? About a week or two, 250.
Really?
Yeah.
They're
160, which I'm kind of happy about. I thought they're going to be 190. I think 250. And that's not even bad to swing. Not for a bread. Like,
no, I would be.
I would swing the 250.
Okay with 250.
Like,
well, I mean, pre-orders are what, 350 or something like that. So I think it's going to be a little bit higher than 250. But that
later on.
We're talking like a three weeks, month down the road. Once everything settles, the dust settles.
So many versions of it.
Yeah,
now.
I mean, there's a lot. It came out 3 years ago.
It depends on multiple things. It depends on how many restocks, how quickly it sells out to begin with. The Jordan market is unpredictable. Right,
It is unpredictable right now.
How people react to things coming out.
I think the execution on the Olympic fives with the gold tongue is probably one of the best five non-OG fives that has ever come out, and it's still sitting. It's been 3 weeks.
I think some of the best non-traditional OG colorway Jordans have released in the last
probably 6 months.
You know, like you said, George.
Even the Nike Air Jordan 5 Metallics are still sitting.
Like when I said, fives are trash, and you said, well, they're not trash. We like fives. We just don't wear fives. Metallic fives shouldn't be sitting.
If Jordan brand was still juggernaut it was 3 years ago,
500,000 pairs or whatever it is. I mean,
like Ryan said, these gold ones, off the hook.
And I have a pair.
We've talked about
this
before. They're too expensive as well. So.
They are too expensive. But I bought a pair. I tried them on. They're, in my opinion, the Concord 11 Lows and the gold closing ceremony 11 Lows are the two best 11 Lows, period. Like, maybe the original cherry and the ones that just came out, those rival it. I'm a fan of the white uppers on the 11 Lows.
I love it, but I'm not going to wear it. Like, I'm probably going to take it back. It's just not, like I said, if I could get my hands on a few pair of bread, I'm keeping them. If I don't get bread ones this time, I'm retiring from sneakers forever. The sneak disc will literally just be my knowledge of looking at websites and Twitter.
Year,
I will
history.
Never buy another sneaker again.
You can trade.
You will never. You won't buy Ultra Boosts.
You can trade infrared.
Yeezys.
You can trade infrareds.
NMDs.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
Okay. Yeah. Not we'll retiring. You can retiring trade, from Jordans.
You can trade an infrared six for a pair.
Of what?
You probably could trade an infrared six black for a pair of the
black. And I'll give up
the bread band
three ones. Pair of infrared sixes for one? A band, well, a pair of bread ones.
For so one?
Like the new one, you probably could do one.
If you're about to give up three pairs, if you're about to give up three pairs, I might cop a pair.
You already have like three pairs.
I'm like, I'll pay for $250 just to trade you for three pairs.
He just wants to go sell them and make money off it.
Make some cash.
Look, man, if anybody listening and they want to hook us up, hook us up.
All actually, right, no. Hey. What I need...
Bot.
I mean...
Give us those bots.
Yeah, okay.
Do bots matter still?
I don't know.
They do for Supreme.
My little brother just bought a Supreme bot for the whole season for $500. So if y'all need anything,
all right,
hit me up.
They matter for Supreme. They matter for
the whole season.
I think some of the like consortium Adidas releases.
Shout out my little brother.
Yes, shout him out.
He didn't even say his name.
shout out, little brother Justin.
I think bots still do matter in some respect. People seem convinced that like even with Yeezys, bots are winning. I don't know how. When the
thing, I don't know. That, there's so many captchas and so many fucking loopholes to jump through. So
what were we talking about?
We were talking about a pickup, so we went into Jordan 11 Lowe's and they're sitting. Then we started talking about bread ones and how they're going to sell out.
Yeah.
And now we're moving into
You said something and you were...
He said he was going to retire.
I was going to retire.
No, I know that. Oh. All right, never mind. If I think of it, I'll...
Anyways.
And now we're moving into the Sneak Diss NFL preview.
God, I wonder how this podcast is going to sound. My voice sounds crazy.
You sound good, bro. You sound like, what's that cat? It's got the raspy D voice.
Darth Vader?
You kind of do sound like Darth Vader, yeah.
I don't know. That's all I got. James Earl Jones? What are you going to say? The King of Zamunda?
You sound like an old jazz singer.
You guys need to chill.
Dang, it's like Billie Holiday. like I said, Levin Lowe's dope. I think they're dope. But I'm not gonna keep. I'm not gonna. Actually, I don't know yet.
And from what I've been hearing from everybody,
but they're definitely not the best 11 Lowe's, like you said. They're not better than Cherries.
I'll give you Cherries.
Like those navy with the gum bottom. I haven't seen them in person yet.
Have you seen those in person though? Because they kind of suck in person.
I've never seen them in person. I think the Cherry Lowe's might be better than the originals.
I will tell you that the Cherry Lowe's that came out this year, yes, are. They actually might be better than the gold ones. They are really nice. But I think it's one of the top three or four 11 Lowe's, then I would say. Maybe not the best, but it's up there. They're nice. I'm glad I have them. I'm sure it'll be a shoe in 3 or 4 years that'll be, you know, it's like those ones that came out a few years ago with the red bottom. People were calling them the cherry, but the one that was all white with the red bottom.
Oh, those
sat for a month. They sat for a month. I just sold a pair for $375. So
I don't remember them sitting because we had them. I don't remember them sitting like that.
I remember going to Chic at Scottsdale Mall
3 weeks after they came out and being able to get a 9.5.
Set. We camped at Chic at Scottsdale.
I went in there 3 weeks after they still had
9.5. I don't know because that was the very first 11 low ever
that to re-release. Yes, or to come out since the originals. Yes,
that came out before Concords, right?
But it was like 2 or 3 weeks they sat in stores.
I don't know about that.
No. I'm telling you.
Maybe it was a restock or something.
I had five pairs of them.
I think Twitter RSVP might have still been cracking off back then.
That might have been before Twitter RSVP, honestly.
That was when Twitter RSVP first started because I remember specifically we put the request in and didn't get the response back for like 2-3 hours. And we were panicked like, I can't believe we lost.
It was something like that. You still got yours? Oh.
I just bought yours.
That's a fact. Next, what are we talking about?
Let's get into our NFL preview.
Oh, yeah. So, we're just going to wrap up. Since we started...
We're not wrapping up. We have next week.
But we're just going to wrap up the AFC.
AFC this week.
So, we're going to do AFC East, AFC South, and AFC North. Get those out the way. Go through those real quick. I'm going to go first. Patriots. I'm going to just go through my team. Well, the first two in the East.
Go for it.
So, Patriots, last year, 12-4. This season, Brady is out. How many games? Three? Four?
Four games.
Four games.
Week five against the Cleveland Browns.
They'll go 500. They'll probably lose against
the Cardinals.
Yep. And maybe Dolphins. Maybe. Dolphins give them a hard time sometimes. All right. I think they might lose that. I think this season, 10-6. Fantasy player to me to watch, I say actually grab if you can, is Marcellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett, I think he might be good. I think he might be the answer for that missing Aaron Hernandez. I mean, we know where Aaron Hernandez is at, but he ain't on the field. and a sneaker that I compare the Patriots to is just the Air Max 90 Hyperfuse. You can't go wrong with it. Patriots are going to win. Be in the play. My voice sound right?
Yeah, you sound right.
I sound crazy.
I just can't believe you said Hyperfuse. Like, I prefer the original Air Max 90 over the Hyperfuse.
See, that's the thing with original OG Air Maxes. They're bulky.
They're bulky. Yeah.
They're all bulky. That's why
I've worn mine one time, I think, since I got them 2 years
bulky. So I say Air Max 90 Hyperfuse, 10-6 this season. Probably still win the division. Actually, they will still win the division. And start the season 2-2. Bills last year 8-8. This year 8-8 again.
Okay.
Fantasy player, I think maybe Reggie Bush, if he can do something on special teams, might be a good pickup. Obviously, round 15 or 16. The sneaker I compare the Bills to is a Kobe 6. All right, because there is plenty of times that you say, "Yo, let me throw on a Kobe 6," and you put it on, be like, "This sucks." Every year the Bills suck. It doesn't matter who they get, what they draft, what they do. You say, yo, they look kind of good, and they suck every single year. Facts, all right? And they got maybe the wackest coach in the league, in Rex Ryan, and now they have the worst defensive coordinator in the league, in my opinion, and whatever Ryan. What's his
Rob
name?
Ryan.
Rob Ryan. Awful.
You know who I would have compared the Bills to? Skecher shape-ups. Because nobody fucking cares.
It doesn't matter. They're in Buffalo.
They play in Buffalo.
The only person that goes to Buffalo is George. So yeah. They can go.
George stays in Buffalo because he can't get into Toronto.
So they don't exist.
You're the only person that got a hotel in Buffalo in 2016 so far.
And it looked outdated.
And he's wearing a Buffalo Bills color shirt right now.
There might have been a NCAA regional or something in Buffalo.
This year?
Maybe.
I don't know about that. The only thing they're giving us is Buffalo wings, and that's it.
Well, then to wrap up the AFC East, I'll take the New York Jets. 10-6 last season. They re-signed Fitz. They've got Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, Matt Forte. Still got Revis. I'm saying this year.
Can you call Ryan Fitzpatrick Fitz? I don't know.
I was going to say, like, I don't think I ever heard that.
I guess so. I guess I went to high school. I played in elementary school with him. So that's what everybody called him. His name was Fitz.
Yes. And he went off to Harvard and you stayed back.
And I stayed back at ASU.
He's a sellout.
Yes.
He left us in the hood and went to Harvard.
We played for the Vipers, fourth and fifth grade. I have him going 10-6 again.
Is that a true story?
True story, yeah. I played with him fourth and fifth grade.
Well, you should emphasize that. I thought you were joking.
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah, we went to high school together, and we went to high school with actually a lot of guys that ended up in the NFL. Marquise Cooper, the guy that was lost in C, unfortunately, played for the Raiders. He graduated from high school the same year as Fitz. We had Chaz.
Stop calling him Fitz.
Chaz Shillings. Chaz Shillings played for the Raiders.
Shillings, yes. He did.
He graduated Meyer, played baseball with him. His mother came to practice to tell us to stop making fun of him because he was going home crying every day from baseball practice.
I don't know why I lost that C. Yeah. I don't know why that sounds crazy.
You don't remember that?
I do, but
he played for the Bucks. They went out. It was like six, seven years ago now.
His dad is the...
Bruce Cooper, yeah, the local sportscaster. Yeah, so we had a lot of guys. Actually, we had 5 guys from the time I was a freshman to when I graduated that ended up in the NFL. And Ryan Fitzpatrick's brother was a year younger than me, and he was a monster tight end. I don't think he went past college, but he was a good football player too. So I have him going... I'm going 10-6 again. I'm maybe sneaking into the playoffs. And the shoe that I would compare the New York Jets to is a Foamposite, because it always has potential, but they always find a way to fuck it up. Always. Every time it comes out, you're like,
it's better than his picks last week.
It's better than his picks.
Hey, redeem team.
I could agree with that.
I don't even have picks for my team, so you beat me.
I'm winning. I'm in second place.
Well, then we go just came up with something for yours.
And then we go to the Miami Dolphins. They were 6-10 last year. They haven't been good since Spencer Strassmore retired.
You're a nerd forever.
People listen like, who? who is that?
If you ever watch Ballers,
you can watch.
Go watch it.
You can watch Night Of now, by the way.
Oh, I need to watch. I need to watch the last two episodes of Night Of. I'm actually excited.
Do not say anything.
People were texting me about the last two episodes yesterday, and I was like, shut the hell up. So they still have Sue. They've got Jordan Cameron. They just signed Arian Foster.
Landry.
They've got Landry. They've got Kenny Stills. They have all these guys that used to be good somewhere else. They're like the New York Knicks of the NFL.
That's a good comparison.
My prediction, they're going 4-12. They're worse this year than they were last year. Tannehill,
4-12?
I think Tannehill's terrible. I don't know why they still have him. They have Mike Pouncey, who hasn't been relevant since he left, since he left the Steelers. I don't know what – they have Mario Williams. I don't know what Sue's doing.
Mario Williams is on there?
Yeah.
It's Buffalo cut him.
People are legit going there for retirement. It is now a retirement community.
It's beautiful.
Which is why my shoe for the Miami Dolphins is the Nike Air Monarch 4.
That's the official
retirement shoe.
I don't agree with that one.
The entire team should be running around in Monarch 4s with cleats on the bottom.
The reason why I don't agree with that one is because it's the highest selling shoe in Nike's lot, and Miami does not have the most fans. I was actually going to use Monarch 4 for Cowboys if you didn't have a good one for the
but
Cowboys.
But when you see...
I got a great for the Cowboys.
Because the Monarch 4 sells the most pairs and the Cowboys got the most fans.
But it makes sense. But when you see a person... You don't see young people walking around rocking a Dolphins hat. You see old-ass dudes in Wranglers and Under Armour shirts with Dolphin hats.
Yeah, but young people live in Miami, though, because they want to party.
And old people...
That's the only reason to go to Miami.
They don't retire in Miami, though. They go to, like, Fort Lauderdale or what's that other one?
Jacksonville? Actually, Jacksonville is very violent. You don't want to go there.
The Keys.
Key West?
I'm sure some of them are in Key West, too, but nah. What's the other city? I can't think of the name.
Boca Raton.
There you go, Boca Raton. Yeah, that one.
Well, how do I know that?
You must be planning for retirement.
You must have the 401k up last night.
That's where they go.
What you got, George?
I don't have anyone in that division. We're going to a different division.
That division is over now.
Yeah, new division.
Oh, all right. Well,
are we going AFC North?
Did you give me every single team? Oh, okay, so I have two North, two South then. I was like, yeah. did you give me every team in the same division?
Let's go AFC North.
All right, so in the North, we got the Bengals. You know what? I didn't look up last year what the Bengals were, but I think they were 12-4.
No, they were. They always sucked. Their record was off the hook last year.
Andy Dalton's. They might have been
13-3.
If you have a redheaded quarterback, you're not going anywhere.
No.
A redhead has never won the Super Bowl.
Okay. There's not many redhead quarterbacks that you could look up.
I'm going to look this up real quick.
And he didn't get to play in the playoffs.
That's fine.
He got hurt the last game of the season, wasn't it?
Because gingers don't have souls.
All right.
You're ridiculous.
What is the Bengal shoe? You didn't even come up with this stuff.
What are you talking about? I have other stuff written down here I haven't gotten to. I just want to go figure out. Okay, so they were 12-4 last year, like I thought.
Won the division.
ESPN, yes, they did win the division. ESPN projected them seventh, or they are, you know, the preseason power rankings are seventh. Pro Football Focus projected them to be fourth best in the AFC this year, 11-5. They picked a corner in the first round who's hurt and hasn't played yet. Man, I was watching the game the other day. That's another thing we didn't talk about is Joey Bosa. They have like five defensive backs who are injured. I don't understand how they're still playing. Adam Jones didn't play. This kid, William Jackson, is out. There was another kid that was out.
Man, Jones is still in the league?
He is.
Still good.
He made the Pro Bowl last year. Well, he wasn't good for a while there. Then somehow he got good again.
Yeah.
I mean. And then another note that I found was the Bengals have made the playoffs five straight years, which is probably a record for that franchise because it used to be a dookie.
And they've lost.
Pizza dookie.
The first round every single year.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you did tell me that you think the Bengals could possibly be the best team in the league.
Well, they were the best team in the league for about the first 14 weeks of the season last year, based on record, analytics, you name it.
They were the best team in the playoffs against the Steelers until they messed up.
Well, you love stats. You're a super nerd.
Okay. Well, stats are very important. They beat the Steelers by two games in the division. So
that's a fact.
Bengals are going to the playoffs again,
okay,
in my opinion.
Sixth straight season.
Sixth straight season. I said six earlier. Yeah, so they'll go to the playoffs again.
So you have them edging out the Cleveland Browns.
Okay. Just to get this right, they have
one of the best rosters in the NFL from top to bottom.
Agreed.
That's true.
Period. I don't know what else we want to say on them. I think they're making playoffs, 11-5.
And the shoe that represents them.
It's got to be something that forever sucked balls, and now all of a sudden people want, because Cleveland's been, or I mean, Cincinnati's been terrible forever, and now all of a sudden they've.
You might as well just call them Adidas, just the entire company.
Yeah. The entire company.
They're just Adidas.
You're Adidas.
So the Bengals Adidas represent
originals.
Adidas.
Adidas Originals.
Adidas.
It just represent Adidas. Nobody cared about them before, and now they're the shite.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Steelers is the other team I have in that division.
Going to the Super Bowl.
Actually projected by Pro Football Focus to go 13-3 and win the AFC. Well, win the AFC North and then probably might. Be the representative.
If Ben can stay healthy, they...
Well, I have some notes on that,
I believe too. They have a better roster than the Bengals do.
No, they don't. They have a better offense. They don't have a better roster. Bengals might have the best defense. Well,
their quarterback isn't a red.
There are a lot of teams that are in there for the best defense in the league. You got Seattle. You got the Chiefs.
Texans.
Texans, maybe.
But we'll talk about them next
the other
week.
One? There was another one that's in there, too. But anyways, the Bengals defense is up there. But anyways, the Steelers... Probably the best offense in the NFL. If it's not New England when Brady's back, it's going to be the Steelers. They got Le'Veon Bell out 3 weeks. They got Martavius Bryant out for the entire season. That's going to hurt. Their first-round pick was a corner out of Miami. He hasn't even played in the preseason yet because he's been injured so much. Artie Burns. Their secondary and defense was the worst secondary, I think, in NFL history, something like that. I looked it up last year. They allowed more passing yards. Bless you. Allowed
bro,
more passing
those?
Yards than any team in NFL history last year. So they picked a corner in the first round. Hasn't worked out because the kid's hurt.
Still got Wheaton.
Yeah, but he's a two now instead of a three.
Yeah.
Big difference. They do have the best receiver in the NFL. So
they
and,
do.
And one of the
and
better
the
quarterbacks. Obviously.
Number one pick of QB1 once MPs.
Okay. That doesn't matter. ESPN Power Ratings, they were number six overall. And Pro Football Focus had them going 13-3. I think the Steelers will go 11-5. I think between them and the Bengals, same record. They're kind of going to beat each other up a little bit. That division is always tough.
Super Bowl?
I don't know.
They're going to the Super Bowl, and they're going to beat the Cowboys in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I disagree with. I don't necessarily disagree with the fact that they can make it there, but that division is tough, number one, because Baltimore and Pittsburgh, every matchup is a slugfest. Cleveland's trash.
Pause.
The Bengals are very good. That's going to be a tough division to win. If someone come out of that division, then you got New England to deal with. You got potentially Kansas City to deal with. We'll see. Oh, Denver was the other defense that
trash.
Is actually the best defense in the
so
league.
So what shoe are we comparing the Pittsburgh Steelers to?
The Steelers are just the Tim boot the other time. That's basically what it is. It's
really
like an old Wolverine
best.
Work boot.
That's what it is.
I really think that it's the best. That's
it's a
the
Red
best
Wing
shoe.
A Red Wing slash yes. Wolverine
like
work boot.
Actual steel toe with memory foam.
Yes.
Steel toe
everything.
From the city of Pittsburgh.
Dusty.
I think that's a good shoe for the Steelers.
What you got?
All right. So I'm going to start with the Ravens because I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to bring it home with my Cleveland Browns. So the Ravens went 5-11 last year. They've got they added Mike Wallace. They still got Steve Smith. They've got Forsett still. Dennis Pitta coming back, making a big comeback this year.
He's already hurt.
He did break his finger.
Broke his thumb.
He broke his finger in
what,
a scrum in
but
practice.
But something bad happened. Was it a hip? Is that
twice,
what it was?
Twice.
It was his hip? Yeah, yeah, because it was like they were saying it was almost like as bad as Bo Jackson.
Yeah. He dislocated it against the Browns 2 years ago in the open field.
You were
celebrating. Non-contact injury.
You were celebrating.
Dennis, you know what? Dennis is a good guy, so I would never celebrate for Dennis getting hurt. My prediction for them, I think they're going to improve a little bit. I still have them like at 6-10. I don't think they're going to make any real noise in the division. And the shoe that I...
Wait, you said the Ravens are 6-10?
I think the Ravens go 6-10.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
You think worse?
No.
At
least 8-8.
Really? I don't know. They went 5-11 last year. And
the Ravens are such a wild card team.
Yeah, all they really add is Mike Wallace. So.
Yeah, but wasn't Flacco out most of the season or something?
No, he got hurt.
Like towards the end. Yeah.
Their defense is terrible too, which is kind of
the
shocking
defense
because
is
forever
terrible.
They were very good.
They were good, and that is why for the Ravens, my shoe is the Nike Air Zoom Flight because they ain't nothing without the D. Pause.
The Ravens are one of those teams.
The Zoom flight, the glove, because they ain't nothing without the D. Pause.
The Ravens are one of those teams that's...
Are you talking about defense?
Defense, yes. I'm talking about defense. They're nothing without their defense.
The Ravens are one of those teams that...
They won the Super Bowl two times.
They won the Super Bowl one year, they're like 12-4.
Okay, I get it. You should have said that.
Because they're... without the D, pause. Man, what else is D in football, right, bro? Come on. Trying to make jokes here. Y'all...
Are you all right?
Stunting
on. All right.
You guys all right? But no, the Ravens are one of those teams that when you expect them to be good, like last year, they're terrible, and then you expect them to be awful, and they go 10-6 or 12-4. I mean, they go like this, up and down. So
that's what I said. If they got to the playoff, if they were like 11-5 this year, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked.
Wouldn't be surprised at all. Yeah,
it wouldn't shock me.
They still have talent on that roster. There's no doubt about that.
All right, simple.
So now on to the Cleveland Browns, 3-13. We lost Johnny Manziel. We lost a lot of players on defense.
You make it sound like a key loss.
We lost some of our key skill players, but we've replaced them with RG3, Terrell Pryor,
Josh Gordon, Duke Johnson,
is back. Corey Coleman. We still have the Joes, Thomas and Hayden.
Hayden was the worst corner in the NFL last year.
He was hurt. Joe Hayden is a god at cornerback.
If you look at the numbers that he allowed,
he's a sneaker god.
That's about it, and a sneaker thought too. If you look at the numbers that he allowed as a corner, man, you would be embarrassed.
I have the Browns having a better season than they did last year. This year, the Browns go 4-12. The Browns go 4-12.
One game improvement.
They're gonna take us to 4-12.
That's what you did to your team. 4-12.
Let's be honest. The Browns field last year. So
you just said he was the best corner in the league.
He's the best corner in the league when he's on the field.
He sits in the corner courtside at Cavs games. Yeah. That's the best he can do.
And he wears red Octobers everywhere.
So you said there are alpha bounce?
Alpha bounces. Because Alpha bounces suck.
But nobody's ever looked at the Browns like, ooh, they could be tight.
When you look at the people that the Browns – when you look at the Browns team and their offense, you're like, oh, that offense could put up a lot of points. But in the end
– what?
Look at what they have on offense. They have a decent offensive line. They have RG3, who everybody's saying, like, with the coaching system that they have, like, could be the resurgence of RG3. You've got Gordon back, who – honestly, Gordon is one of – when he went out, he was one of, if not – three receivers in the NFL. Everybody's talking about all the progress that Terrell Pryor is making at receiver and the catches he's making. He made a couple good catches in the postseason.
I think he got hurt.
Yeah, no, he didn't. Uh-huh. People are talking about Corey Coleman and about his addition to the team. I don't think the Browns are in playoff contention, but people are saying that they've improved
8-8
from the year. I don't even give them that. So if they go 8-8, God bless. I hope they go 8-8 because it'll make my season a lot more fun.
AFC South.
And I picked a lot of Browns.
You're smoking rocks.
AFC South. Texans last year, 9-7. This year, 11-5. Win the division. Facts. Colts not winning the division.
You must love Osweiler. I don't get that.
He's my sleeper fantasy pick. I think he's gonna. Okay. I think
your sleeper fantasy pick is Kirk Cousins. Clearly,
no, that's a lock.
Right.
Osweiler is throwing that ball.
Osweiler slings that rock, and it's not New York.
That preseason, he out there slanging. All right, and these are facts.
Well, he needs to slang some new spellings.
But you know, Texans are Texans, and I compare them to a Jordan 12. They don't suck, but they suck. But they should be better, but they suck.
You should have just compared them to the J.J. Watt Reebok.
What does that even look like?
I don't know. It has a pump on it.
Oh no,
the pictures came out.
Oh, that's right. Jaguars. Last year, 5-11. This year, 8-8. Facts.
Who's their quarterback? Blake.
Why do you say that?
What?
Facts.
These are facts.
Okay.
These are facts.
That's not how the word facts works.
They're going to be 8-8. That's a fact.
Okay. If they don't go 8-8, then you can say it's not a fact.
That's how it works today. It's a fact. They're going to be 8-8. I know that guaranteed.
A fact is something that has occurred in the past.
This is going to occur in the future, and then it'll be the past next year.
Okay. Greg's going to slap you if you don't stop it.
I think their defense is the sleeper. I think their defense is going to be great. They got – now, if Prince Akamura can stay healthy, they got Fowler last year, who I think should be much better this year. And they Jalen Ramsey, obviously. I think their defense is going to be quietly a great defense. I think so. Sneaker, phone positive too. Like, I think because they're improving. They had, like, where it was awful. They were good, and then they got awful. And then they got a little bit better, and then they got awful again. So I think they're improving. You got, like, fish scale phones that came out. They didn't suck. They didn't suck.
But the phone positive just came out, like, a weekend ago. The Ben Gordons are sitting everywhere.
Those suck. All right.
So they suck again.
All phone positive suck.
We've had this discussion.
Yeah,
but the maroon
to the gold bottoms. The gum bottoms, that'll suck.
There should be an entire episode dedicated to
USA phones didn't suck.
Okay, they suck. There should be an entire episode dedicated to how much phone posits suck.
There was. When the man was here.
Oh, yeah, you were here.
Okay.
When Mr. Meadows was here, we trashed our phones. He got super sad. I'm sorry, Mr. Meadows. We love your videos. Check him out.
That's a fact.
Check him out on YouTube.
So
get those reviews.
Jags, 8-8. That's it. Facts. What's left?
Okay, that's not a fact.
Fact. But what's left?
Facts of life.
It's not a fact.
What's left?
We got the Colts and the Titans. Colts.
Check the stats.
The Colts last year, let's see, what they went 8-8.
Without Andrew Luck for...
Well, here. So you'll like this stat.
Stat me.
The Colts were 2-5 with Luck healthy starting last year and 6-3 without Luck
starting. A garbage can.
Okay, that's not true. It was a bad season. I'm a believer in Andrew Luck because in college he was a superstar. In his first couple years in the league, he played better than just about any young quarterback who's come in the league in a long time.
So who are you starting this year if you're the Colts?
What do you mean who am I starting?
Who are you going to start? Their quarterback.
Luck.
What are you talking about?
Why are you going to start Luck? He went 2-5.
Would you take Luck with your team? No. Answer the question.
No.
Yeah, right.
You see his face.
No. Literally, your team would turn around.
Okay.
No. I'm taking, what's his name? The bald guy. Why can't I think of his name?
He retired.
Yes, Matt, 57-year-old Hasselbeck.
I'm taking Hasselbeck.
Yes. He's not on the team anymore.
He's the greatest Seahawk of all time.
Throw yourself off a cliff, Simple.
All right, let's get this going. Let's finish this.
So you heard the numbers with Luck. Bad year for them. ESPN has them 14th in the power ratings. Pro Football Focus has them going 6-10. I disagree. I think they'll go at least 8-8. Factual. But
facts.
Even though it's not facts.
Facts.
Because it's a prediction.
They're factual.
Look at you. You didn't mean to say that.
No, I said it on purpose.
Facts.
He was making fun of you.
Facts.
Yes.
That was a sneak diss.
Yeah, 8-8.
That was not a sneak diss. It was an obvious diss. It was an obvious diss.
That's a sneak diss.
All right, and we got the Titans, worst team in the NFL last year.
Wait, you didn't do the shoe for the Colts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, what shoe you guys want? It's got to be another thing that's like in the Midwest, like people just take lunch pails and sandwiches to work.
They got a thermos.
Yeah, exactly. They take soup and a thermos to work when you live in Indianapolis.
Who knows, man?
Chuck Taylor.
I mean, that's the Reebok Classic or whatever is probably the best example because it's just been like a
maybe
flat line.
Maybe they shouldn't
line.
Get a shoe.
It's just been like a flat line forever.
So, yeah, maybe they're just Reebok. I don't know. I couldn't even think of something for Indianapolis.
That's a hard one.
The 50-cent Reebok.
Like
low.
A beater.
The G-Units.
The G-Unit low.
G-Units.
Like the Colts are like a dope shoe that's a beater now. Like...
Like, a shoe you skated in?
Yeah.
A Jordan 1 from 85 that you skated in.
Or like a
B-Rod.
Or like a Concord with the yellowest soles ever and creased up. They're like, yo, you could do something with these. You could clean these joints up. You could throw that rejuvenator on.
They need to be rejuvenated.
You know what they are? They're a practice shoe.
They're back.
Like when you go to NBA practice or college practice,
yeah, that's
or whatever,
what it is.
You just wear that shoe in practice, but in the game,
you wear some fire.
Yeah, exactly.
They're Kobe 8s that has the
it's not even
toe,
a Kobe 8. It's like a Hyperdunk. It's like a Hyperdunk practice, like team issue.
Yeah, like an East Bay colors.
Yeah, exactly.
East Bay got like 15 colors.
East Bay team issue.
Kobe 5 team color.
What's left?
All right, we got the Titans last year, 3-13, worst team in the league. ESPN has them 30th in the power rankings.
Jesus.
Pro Football Focus has them going 5-11. If you ask me, based on playing the Raiders last week, they look like the greatest thing in history. The first stringers were not stopped by Oakland's defense. Now, granted, they play each other again in week 3 of the NFL, so the teams probably showed nothing. But when your vanilla team gets beat up by someone else's vanilla team, that does not look good. Last year, the Titans had the worst run game and worst offensive line. In the past,
but they got DeMarco.
In the league,
they had him last year.
They didn't. The Titans didn't have DeMarco Murray.
No, Philly did.
Philly did.
Oh wait, this is his first year on the Titans.
Yeah,
DeMarco Murray.
Oh, that's right.
But he's probably going to lose a starting job.
No, he's not.
Well, I don't know, man.
No, he's not.
They got Henry, don't they?
That doesn't mean. What does that mean?
I don't know, man.
Have you seen DeMarco Murray's numbers from the preseason?
Yeah. He did have a couple good games.
They drafted an offensive lineman
in the first round. So they did that for a reason because their offensive line was the worst line in the league last year by far. Allowed the most sacks and only averaged 93 yards a game rushing.
And what happened to Mariota last year? Sprained MCL?
He might have got hurt, but he was trash anyways. But against the Raiders, he looked like Joe Montana.
Will he be trash forever?
No.
No.
If he looks like he did against the Raiders... Now, again, they didn't blitz, or there's no pressure on them. So
yeah, I don't think he'll be trash forever. I think he'll be wild. I think he's done. I don't think he's that good.
I mean, it's hard to base anything on the preseason, but he looked pretty good the other day. He had control of the offense. The running game was opening up. He needs help from the running game. Obviously, they have two guys who can get it done, even though Henry's a rookie. And no, he's not taking DeMarco Murray's starting job. DeMarco Murray is a starter. We'll see. Yes, if DeMarco Murray gets hurt in like game six, then yes, Derrick Henry will be the starter.
Titans, sneaker.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, I think they're going to be better than 3-13, but Pro Football Focus has them 5-11. That's probably fair. I'll say 6-10 for the Titans.
So we got the Titans going 6-10.
And sneaker, I mean, some got to be something no one cares about. I mean... An irrelevant team. The Colts, at least people care about because of Andrew Luck. And I realized that Mariota was...
Yeah, but we care about the Titans because of Mariota. At least last year.
We did last year. Yeah.
Some people do.
That's how I watch football. Like, I need a team to have somebody I want to watch.
But they don't have anyone else. That's
you drafted the Titans.
Their number one receiver may be a kid they picked in the fifth round of this draft, Tajee Sharpe.
I got one for you. How about the Jordan 17s?
From nowhere.
Nobody cares about Jordan 17s.
Well, there's probably a lot of shoes no one cares about.
Jordan 17s are like $100 on the sneaker steal now.
We'll see. Jordan might be too better for them. I don't know what they are.
No, they're a Jordan team shoe. All right.
Yeah, I know what they are. They're just a team shoe. All right. Real quick. We're doing a list, right?
I don't have any honorable mentions, by the way. Let me borrow that pen.
We can do the list.
Okay.
I just split it up or something.
Well, I thought you were going to cut this. That sneak this.
It don't matter. It's all good. Still add a gunshot.
It's only 50 minutes.
Yeah, we're only 50 minutes in. So it might be less than 50. Okay. All right. Okay. Top 10 underrated sneakers.
Actually,
to us.
I might have one honorable mention.
And now we only suggested doing underrated because the overrated list was pretty popular. People liked it. And a lot of people were asking, like, I'm dying to hear what the underrated list is.
Okay.
So, honorable mention, simple, what you got? I know you got a grip.
I have Hyperdunk 2008s. I think Hyperdunk 2008s are awesome. Like, that's one of my favorite basketball shoes.
All right, whatever.
Looking of all time, that's not. The Jordan 1 UNCs. I think that's one of the best Jordan 1s that isn't OG color.
I'm fine with that.
The Iverson question, I believe now, is highly underrated.
Nah, it's overrated now.
You think it's overrated now?
They need to stop making them. Okay. That's one of my favorite shoes of all time.
It might have been underrated in 97.
And
I think that's when it was the greatest.
And the LeBron.
Yeah, but nobody was, I mean.
Everybody. I don't remember. Where I lived.
Okay, what was the shoe thing?
Everybody had them in where I lived.
Whole shoe thing was different back then because stuff wasn't selling out in 10 minutes.
That's true.
Things you could still go in the store later, go to East Bay or whatever later and get stuff. So, yes, things are different. I still think at one point it was an underrated shoe. Now that it's made and the honeycomb's not even real, it's painted on.
That's true, yeah. And then my last one is the LeBron Zoom Generation 1.
Why is that underrated?
I mean, nobody, like, when it came out, nobody's looking for it. Like, now
what?
Nobody's looking
for it. I can't.
A first
for Zoom Generation?
A specific color or the whole
shoe? No, just the whole shoe.
Oh, all right. I like it. I mean, I like the shoe. Yeah. I just don't know.
If it's underrated?
Underrated.
I mean, if you're saying underrated from like a price standpoint, like they should be worth more than they are, then I can understand that.
I just think like nobody not like, very high. Like nobody is like checking for those. Like,
but they haven't re-retroed.
Well, I understand that, but I'm saying like
let them retro again, they'll fly.
You think so? All right, we'll
actually, I don't know.
Well, you can't say retro again because they never retro.
Well, yeah.
I don't think they would. I don't think they would fly if they retro.
I don't know.
The wheat one would. I'll tell you that right now.
The wheat one would probably fly, but even those
in New York, son. That's the only place, son. You ever play day? My honorable mentions: Futures 11s. Is that what those called?
Yeah.
I think those are very underrated. Like, they look crazy, but I've never seen anybody wearing them and thought they looked awful. I think they look better than 11s now.
I think maybe the first ones that came out, but like when they started coming out, the lows and stuff like that, Dookie.
Actually, the lows are better. Are
dope. Yeah, like they're all right. The olive lows, I actually think are tight.
And AJKOs. AJKOs are one of the most underrated sneakers. This should be on my top list.
I'll give you AJKO.
But I put it in there. AJKO is very underrated and it's very disrespected. Them joints are, we got raffle tickets.
They're bulky as hell.
They are, but they at least made AJKOs back in what, 83, 85?
Yeah.
They made them. I don't understand why they're still sitting.
You got rips in there?
Yeah, right.
I told him to get some for you. He said, F you.
What's your honorable mention? I had to say that. What's your honorable mention?
I put this on here just to spite you guys, and I know you're going to hate it, and I don't care. Jordan 4, Cool Gray.
No, she sucks. So it's not underrated. It's an overrated shoe.
I think it's overrated.
It's very underrated.
I think it's overrated. People love that. I don't know about maybe like today, but last year, people were dying for it.
Well, when they had the year where they were talking about retroing all the fours and everyone was going crazy about the Lightning's coming out, maybe the Cool Gray's coming out, and 2017, maybe the year they come out. No one's talking about that shoe.
Yeah.
Love it.
What you got? Bottom five.
Bottom five. You know I had to do it. Number 10, the Nike Zoom MVP, Steve Nash's.
It's underrated. Why?
Don't care.
Because it's number one. It's probably one of the greatest basketball shoes ever made, period.
For what reason? Performance, or what are you saying?
Performance, yes. I've been playing in mine since 09. I buy pairs on eBay whenever I can for a reasonable price.
Don't care.
I think it's. I think aesthetically, it's a nice shoe. The Trash Talk version is a dope shoe.
Is that the one made out of Dookie, or is that the other one?
One person knows what they look like. Thinking about it.
Go look at it. Especially look at the HOH Phoenix Suns version with the Steve Nash Signa on the back heel. Those shoes.
HOH existed back then?
It did, yeah.
Really?
No, 2009.
In what cities?
That was back when it was New York City, Chicago, and LA.
Yep.
It was just the three. So, number nine, I think both of you will agree with this. And it should retro. It needs a retro. The Nike Air Worm.
Don't care.
You don't care? You're not buying it. If it comes out, you're not buying it.
Nope. Don't want the one with the zipper? Or what?
Yeah, the one with the zipper. The low zipper.
No, hell no.
I mean, I had two of them. Like, as of what? What was that? I had those joints.
You let Bill Shoe Hut.
The joints had mold on them.
If that comes out.
They were both DS.
If that comes out, I'm buying it. And I'm
wearing it. I would, because I love them.
I love that shoe.
But I don't know if they're underrated.
Don't care.
Who wants those shoes except for us two? Nobody.
I don't think a lot of people even know they exist.
That's probably true. Like, which is why it's underrated, because it's probably
obviously no one under 30 knows they exist.
Like, I don't even think a lot of people know what the Air Shakes are. The other ones I have.
That's true, yeah.
They retroed them, but made them.
What? Okay. Answer this, because I know I've looked it up before, but I've never seen it. What is the DRC on the bottom? What does it stand for?
Something about.
The DRC on the bottom.
You know, on the
D.R.C. on the bottom, on the sole of the shoe.
On the worm shoe or what?
Worms.
Rodman's.
Dennis Rodman piece?
No. It's something that had to do with, like, outside court, I think. I can't remember.
Probably durable rubber composite or something like that.
Who knows?
All right. I figured maybe my fellow sneakerheads would know.
I'm sure that's what it was.
Number eight. I think this is a super highly underrated shoe. You guys won't agree. The Jordan 16. I think the Jordan 16 is. I love the fact that it has a shroud on it. You can wear it without, with or without.
I camped for it.
Don't care.
I love the Jordan 16.
Wear it now.
Yes, it's bulky now.
But I did like the shoe.
number seven, I hope Greg will agree with me. The Jordan Trainer V Cruise. The Victor Cruises.
Very underrated.
Highly underrated.
Very underrated.
Super, super underrated.
Very underrated.
Number six.
You're talking about the one that just came out, right?
It's the only one.
All right.
Number six.
Very underrated.
To round out my bottom five, I think the LeBron 2. I know you guys.
Those suck.
I like the LeBron 2.
I don't know why people like that. People like that.
I do. I like that shoe. And because of people like you, I think it's underrated.
Okay. Number 10. I don't know what they were called. Those blue and yellow fours in the Michigan colors that you wanted or you copped.
Which ones?
The leather ones.
Oh.
I think those are underrated.
Return them.
I think they're underrated. I think they're a great looking shoe. Hand.
There was like a name for it, because Simple one of the fives that came with it.
What's that?
Those navy and yellow, the Michigan color fours.
and the low five white came out, and you said you wanted it above the rim, off the top.
Oh yeah.
Whatever they're called. I can't remember.
The navy ones are called the, I think they're called like View from Above.
Something like that.
Yeah. Views from the six.
I think those underrated. Number nine, D Rose 3 and 3.5.
Nope, trash.
You don't know what they look like.
I do know what they look like. That was the one that they did Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
I don't care about any single Derrick Rose.
I love because the Nightmare Before Christmas, but
that,
anything else was
that true. Shoe model, 3 and 3.5, was when Adidas had like, okay, this is an okay basketball shoe.
It was okay.
And then it just fell off the rails after that. Like they kind of got on track with that one. Trash. Although I did see the new D Rose in the store. Wasn't too bad.
It looks like a LeBron, right?
It's too high.
But talked about it before.
But
it looks
sucked.
Like a LeBron, right?
Too high.
Yeah, kind of like LeBron. It is too high.
It's for Dwight Howard. It should have been the Dwight Howard shoe.
It definitely ain't strong enough for Rose's body.
He needs it wrapped around his
knees. He needs to play. Yeah, he needs
those KDs.
He needs Jeremy Scott to like do something to him.
He needs those KDs with the socks.
Number eight, Air Stabs. One of my favorite sneakers of all time.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Very
I'm
underrated.
Fine with it. Super I wouldn't put it on there, but I'm fine with it.
It's very underrated.
That is a super underrated.
Number seven, Kobe 11. I think it's very underrated. They shouldn't be sitting on shelves.
They should. That shoe, that's probably one of the better Kobe's. Well,
he's one of the better ones. So. Yeah, but still, like, eights flew, sevens.
I need the summer pack today. The ones that came out. If anyone has
those are
like
fire.
$24.
Right.
Let me know.
Yeah, if you have them for $19.99,
all of them are fire. Kobe 11s are fire. The USA ones,
USA
you can't
ones
say
fire.
Those were tight. The best colorway.
I think the pack that came out, like the Matt Parkers and the.
I think the one that does not have Flyknit looks better than the Flyknit one.
I do
the
too.
Shape so of the shoe,
like the Carpe Diem.
Like yeah, like the one one that came out today.
I do love the Carpe Diem.
Whatever
ones.
It is. What is it? Net, what's that material?
Not Hyperfuse.
The net material, yeah.
Whatever
the other one?
Yeah.
No, whatever it is. Though I do agree with you on that. Number six, Jordan 2 Lows. I think they're underrated.
Oh, yeah. We're never agree on that.
Yes.
We'll never agree.
Jordan Low 2s are underrated.
Suck balls.
Yeah, but they like.
God, I forgot
I'm surprised you don't at least like the Lows. Like, they're not.
I think the Lows are dope. Like,
never move for them ever.
You can't think that something else is underrated that might be on somebody's list if you don't think those are.
These are, first of all, I think all of us have the exact same number one.
I understand why you'd put it on the underrated list because it's a Jordan and really no one cares about it as far as like hype. But it wouldn't. I think it sucks, so I wouldn't put it on an underrated list.
Number 10, what's it called? Above the Rim Fours?
Above the Rim Fours, yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Top down.
Views
something.
Views from above.
Views from above Fours. D Rose 3 and 3.5, eight the Air Stabs, love them, especially Foot Patrols. Number seven, Kobe 11s. They shouldn't be available like they are. And Jordan 2 Lows is number six. George.
All right, number 10. This is the shoe that's been on I think two of my lists already and stuff we talked about. But those Ronnie Fieg, New Balance times Ronnie Fieg 998 City Never Sleeps.
Suck.
Those Which one is that?
Those are dope, in my opinion. The one that's like
the blue, toe.
Blue, dark blue.
Oh, you love whatever. Those.
Yeah.
Love them.
Underrated.
Have you seen them in person?
Yeah.
Oh,
underrated. All sucks.
I don't know.
Underrated. I mean, it's number 10.
Dang, is that HOH? Is that your 11? Is that your ones? Band ones in the room, fam. Go ahead.
That was number 10. Number 9. Air Max 90 Flyknits, the one that just came out. Very underrated. Can't believe people are buying those for under retail.
Those are dope. Those are like $79 dope, though. Those are $69 dope. All
right. That's enough out of you.
They're not what you pay for them dope. So. Okay.
That's one of the most comfortable Nike shoes you'll ever put on your foot. And the design with the Flyknit is better than maybe than the original.
Guess
shoe.
You hate Lunars now.
It probably has
Lunars inside of it. Turn your back. Turn your back on Lunars. That's messed up, fam.
It probably has Lunar in the insole.
We won't tell Lunars.
Number eight, the Uncaged Ultra Boost, except the Olive, because the Olive is really the only one that's sold out. All those other ones are sitting, and they have no business sitting. Why is that shoe sitting?
I
think the actual uncaging of an Ultra Boost looks 10 times better than the
When I went Ultra to go Boost. Get a raffle ticket for Finish Line, the girl that worked there was like, oh, my Ultra Boosts are the best, but the Uncaged, no, those are stupid. I was like, what? I don't understand that either. Yeah. I don't understand that. People were uncaging the other ones.
But like, they do look better. Like, an uncaged Ultra Boost, like an actual Ultra Boost uncaged looks way better than the actual uncaged. The uncaged Ultra Boost looks like those Nike Free Flyknits that came out. Like, it's the same shoe. With better technology on the sole.
Okay, so it's not the same shoe then.
They look the exact same.
What you got?
All right, number seven. The Air Flair. Shout out to Andre Agassi.
Oh. Mm.
Okay.
Underrated completely. Maybe it's because it hasn't reached.
You didn't buy it.
Wait, which one's the Flair?
It's two. It just came out last year.
Oh, yeah, last year. That's right.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't 14, care about those. I
think. And you didn't move for him at all.
Well, that was in the period when I wasn't buying anything.
You better and go it's hop on those, Jimmy Jazz and cop them.
It's one of the shoes, like you said, that's like $60, $70.
It is.
Number six, I'm sure you guys will hate this. I don't care. I don't think it's discussed enough. The Asics times Ronnie Fieg Gelite 5 Cove. You guys own them, I think, or one of you does.
I like those shoes. That's not underrated.
Cove. I can't. Yes, it is it. Underrated. What are you talking about? That shoe is selling for like $50 over retail right now. Where on the all the other Ronnie
the
Fies
Gelite
are
5s?
Like double price.
The Gelite 5?
Yes.
I like the mint better, but I'll give you that.
No, shut up. All right, so 10 was Air Max 90 Flying It, the one that just came out. I don't know how those are sitting, why they're sitting.
So nobody likes them but
blowing
you.
Blowing out.
They okay. should be $49.
Yeah, okay. Number 10, I think, maybe was the 998 Ronnie Fieg City Never Sleeps. The number 9 was the Flying It Air Max 90. Number 8, Uncaged Ultra Boost, except the Olive one.
Olive
7,
own.
Air Flare. What?
Olive ones are the best.
What?
The Olive ones are the best.
That's why I'm not including it on the list,
you
moron.
But they're still sitting, you moron.
No, they're not. They're the not. Olives sold out everywhere. That's the only one that's sold out of all those colors.
I guess I should have copped it for retail then.
7, Air Flare. 6, A6, Ronnie Fieg, Gelite 5, Cove.
Okay.
Simple. Top 5.
Top 5. Number 5, the Fila Grant Hill 2.
Don't care.
That's a super underrated shoe. It's like a...
You've had it on your list
like
on
a
something
pop
else.
Icon.
I don't care.
It's a what?
It's like a pop icon. That shoe was a pop icon. It was on its own Team Bop magazine.
That fart was a pop icon.
Yeah, you better chill out. I farted, know. Y'all almost rioted.
I don't know. Underrated?
You don't think it's underrated? You love that shoe. You wanted to put it in the Hall of Flames. You don't think it's underrated at all?
I don't know. Depends on the definition of underrated.
Okay.
I think people want it. They're just not buying it.
Number 4. The Agassi LWP.
That's what you guys love. I
don't
love it.
That's a super underrated shoe. It needs to come back out. Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I haven't.
That's like the only bonding thing that George and I have.
I haven't
the Agassi
gotten
LWP.
On my list yet.
It's the only thing that we agree on. Except for like lunch sometimes.
What else?
Number 3, the Barkley CB94s.
I had a feeling there'd be a bunch of Barclays on
under. There's one Barkley. Only the
you
Barclays.
You think it's underrated?
I do. It came out and sat everywhere. Like, that shoe should have flown off shelves.
Yeah, but it's a boot.
I guess it is now. But
like, now it's
me,
a boot.
It hurts my feelings to walk into a store and to see that shoe sitting. Number 2. I think this is probably the best training shoe, the best cross-training shoe of all time, the Nike Zoom Revises. Super underrated.
You have that. You have that. Wait.
Super underrated.
Well, I'm fine with it. But you have that over the cruise, which you lost your mind over, and like,
yeah, but he bought
you
every
might as
single
well
Revis
have,
on Earth.
I have, might as well have
I
sex
have
with the cruise.
Doubles like, of I have doubles, triples of almost
every
Revis
you
that came
have,
out.
You probably have the same with the
I
cruises
have doubles
too.
Of cruises.
Exactly.
But Zoom Revises.
Look at your face.
But
you
Zoom.
Just like, oh, I guess you're right.
But Zoom Revises. That's one of the greatest. Training shoes, the greatest cross trainers of all time. I remember getting...
I mean, it's super comfortable. I have
I remember
mine boxed
getting
up.
My,
I haven't worn them in so long.
I remember getting my fur Revises and wearing them in the mall, and people were breaking their necks looking at them. Like,
maybe I should
before
wear them
they
then.
Came out. That shoe, comfort,
breaking
style.
Necks.
Yes, when I... It was when they first released on Champs, I got them. It was like... I wore
what,
them to
what
the mall.
Colorway?
The,
no, he's,
the fur green.
He's not wrong because...
The Jets green and white.
Okay, that one sucks. I didn't buy that one. He's not
that
wrong
didn't suck.
Because...
That didn't suck. What, and the cool gray ones?
The jet green ones.
Fire, even more sucks. Fire flames.
Compared to the like white and black or whatever the first colorway was, I wore those to the mall to get Jordan 1s, and some dude was like, oh my God.
Yes,
what
people
are those?
Were going. People were yeah. at, stopping
he ain't
me
lying
in
about
Fiesta
that.
Mall. Like, what are those? Where'd you get those? How'd you get those?
I'll say they're underrated because they went to like $50 and $49 and still
I was
sat.
Buying them from outlets on. You know, for $33.97 on phone order.
So that one's a
super.
Well, the thing that was lame was like it went to that Champs in like New Jersey or whatever that was supposed to be the NFL champ. You know,
yes.
that first.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Yes.
And like they got special ones that no one else got
with the laces.
Like,
yeah.
Why?
Yeah. They got so like stupid. The they got like the fur greens with like the candy cane laces. Number one, I think
I'm gonna have to look this colorway up.
I think most of us can agree. Number one, is the Jordan 1 Lows. The Jordan 1 Lows is probably the most underrated shoe ever. I don't know how it doesn't sell out.
There's one that on my list that beats that, but it is on the list.
All right.
What?
Well, I can't wait to hear what your number one is.
How is it not on your list?
Oh, no. It's my number one.
What is?
Oh, man, you just ruined your whole list.
It has to be number one on yours, George.
No, it's not. You'll see when we get there, but it's not.
Number five, Prestos. I think Prestos are underrated.
Yeah, I actually like those
I like
Flying It High.
All Prestos of them, that came out. But I think the price is a little high on them.
Is this what he's talking about?
No, we have those.
I don't have those ones.
Oh, we
That's
have
not what he's talking about?
No, he's talking about the ones that had like candy cane, red laces. They're different. No, we got those. Number five, Prestos. Number four, I'm going to say Roshe Runs.
This?
No,
that's the one that I had that I wore to the mall.
We all had that one too.
Okay, yeah. So
I don't know which one he's talking about. I think Roshe Runs are underrated. There's no reason why they still shouldn't be like dope. Like they're making Flyknit. They got Flyknit versions. They're still under $100. Some of them are. The Flyknits are like $120. They got multicolor ones. They should still be dope to everybody.
So they went from everyone wanted them to like nothing. Now they're underrated.
Well. No, I never said they were overrated.
You said Roshe Runs.
No, I never said Roshe Runs are overrated. They've never been
overrated. Roshe Runs are not underrated.
They were, though.
Roshe Runs are where they should be.
But you might not have thought they were overrated, but they were at some point. That's what I'm saying. So they went from like everyone wanted
them. They did, and they fell off.
Overrated, and now they're underrated?
I think they should still be just as sought after. I think there's too many colors.
What about the Roshe Run 2?
I don't even know what that looks like.
What about the Roshe Run hiking shoes?
Oh, the new ones, the leather? I don't know.
I'm sure you've seen it. Which Revis are you talking about, by the way? Because I showed him two pictures, and he said neither one.
Hold on.
There's only one Revis.
Number three.
You mean which colorway?
Yeah, which colorway, you freak?
The colorway that I wore was the fur, the green and white, the Jets colorway. They're called the Revis, Zoom Revis Fur.
This?
Yes, that one.
And you think that's the best one?
No, I don't think that's the best one. That's the one that I wore that people were losing their minds over before they like came out to the public.
All right.
It's all right.
The Cool Grays is the best one, I think.
Number three.
No,
Cool Grays.
The Volts. Volts are the best one. Volts and Cool Grays.
Which Volts?
The ones you just showed me with the Volt strap.
Those are the best one.
This right here?
Yes.
No.
That's the best one.
No, it's not.
It is. The worst one is those all blue ones.
The Tellaria one is better.
All right, number three, AirTech Challenge 2s. Those are very underrated.
Yeah. Oh, you don't want to pick a specific color?
Lavas.
Kumquats, lavas, all of them.
All right,
people
did go nuts for the lavas when they were released.
And then
they're like
$12.
Retroed again.
Part of that probably had to do
retro like
the sole.
Number two.
Easy.
Adidas SL Loops. Those are very underrated.
I don't think so.
Why not?
Dookie
they're
trash,
low top.
They
go with everything.
I have two pairs, and I haven't put them on my...
You must got whack colorways.
I got black and white.
Those are whack colorways.
The red ones suck so much balls.
Oh, the all red ones, those are different. Those are SLU TRs. Yeah, but I didn't know they were like a trail version. Those are trail versions, and then there's a regular version. I have the regular version. No, they don't.
Yeah, but
no,
you don't even care about them.
You don't even care? Like,
why? I wear mine. What are you talking about?
When was the last time you wore a pair?
You don't care
about them. I don't know. When was the last time I wore anything?
Flames right there.
You wore those Vans four times in the sneak disc.
Flames.
I wore these Vans probably like 15 times.
Yeah, did you cop those?
Yeah, I've got two pairs. Three pairs of Big Apple.
Let me see.
Big Apple Revis.
No, I don't know what it is.
The Big Apple Revis, the red with the black strap.
Oh, yeah, I got those still. Number one, Jordan 1 Lows, period. All right. There's no reason for anybody to lose their minds over highs and not like the lows. They came out with Royals. They came out with Shadows. They came out with Chicagos. They came out with Breads. And they're sitting everywhere on sale.
Euro grays. They came out with metallic blues.
Shut up.
They came out with everything.
Everything.
Red, white.
So you're the only one that got the...
You're a jerk.
The grays in here.
You're a jerk, Simple.
What you got?
Doubles on the grays.
You're a jerk.
Triples.
Number five, Air Challenge LWP. Any color.
Should have been higher.
Any color, even though black and copper.
I told you to cop the gray 1 Lowe's
Simple,
for like
$49
on eBay, and you're like, nah, fam, too much.
No, you didn't. What are you
I've sent you 12 gray Lowe's.
It was $69.
I've sent you 12 gray Lowe's like 100 times in a group chat.
No, you haven't.
And you've asked every time.
These are, it's a fact.
100% fact.
Because I was like, oh, I thought you copped them.
There's literally two pairs of 12s that have been on eBay for the entire time. Like the last 2 years. I sent you one that was like
89 yeah, bucks.
He sent like a couple.
Maybe
size
if it was
12s,
like beat
they,
or something.
No, they weren't beat.
They were like,
and I was
like,
ain't no way times. I wouldn't have bought that.
You,
yes. I thought you did, and you said you didn't. I was like, no, the
it
heck?
Must have been beat.
No, there no, ain't no. No way. They weren't beat.
Number four, AirTech Challenge 2 US Open. Colorway, the first one, and the Wimbledon colorway, the first one.
They're not underrated.
Yes, they are.
If you can't find them on Earth,
no one. But that's the whole thing. If you can't find them, nope, then nobody's talking about it. Very underrated.
Because everybody's wearing them or selling them.
But I figure if no one,
no, they're not selling them for that price. That's the point. You can't find them anywhere.
I figured that means they're not underrated. Like no one's gonna sell their pairs.
Yeah, I think that's...
If no one's talking about it and no one's trying to sell them for $1,000 or $500 or whatever, that to me, that means it's underrated.
The only ones that I've seen for sale
like
are
means
like $500.
Yeah.
Like, literally no one's talked about them since the release happened because they only came out at one store and that was it.
Yeah, but
so
fire. I figure, like, if you can't find them...
It doesn't
them,
mean you can't be fire and underrated. What are you talking about?
That's like
we're
saying,
not,
that's
we're
like
not
saying,
putting shoes on our list that
that's like
suck,
saying
that, that
undefeated fours are underrated because nobody sells them.
No, that's not. That's
well, you
different.
Think Jordan 2...
Undefeated 4 sells for $30,000.
You think Jordan 2 low suck?
No, I didn't say they suck. They're not for me.
I think they're underrated.
Yeah, that's fine. I told but, you. I told you on
I
that
figure,
shoe, I understand why.
I figure like the ATCT, Wimbledon, ATCT 2, ATC 2, whatever. I feel like if like you can't find them, that means like they're just that much fire. Like,
if there were pairs floating around everywhere for $1,000 and people were paying it, then I would understand what you're saying. But you can't find them.
Exactly. Because when
they're keeping them.
Because they're keeping them. And when they do sell, they
that
do
sell.
That
doesn't mean they
like,
can't be underrated, though. Just because people are keeping them.
Oh, no. I guess. I mean, I don't know.
That's not something to me that would mean it's overrated or properly rated means that there's actually pairs out there being sold for $1,000 or $500 or whatever the number is. You can't even find them.
I think that means they're like a hall of flames.
Right? They are hall of flames, but they still can be underrated too. That's what doesn't make any sense.
I have a question for you guys after we're done, by the way.
All right, number two. Or no, number three, sorry. Jordan Team 1. Got to be on there. Completely underrated. No one even talks about it. They came back out and they've.
Yeah, I was
going to
text you because they have them at Marshall's by my house for $39.99.
You should have just bought them for me and not even text them. It's $40. Pay you back later. Jordan Team 1. Doesn't matter what color, the first, the black and white, and the white and black, first two, I had both. Super dope. If they were cheaper when they came back out.
I just think when they retroed again, a lot of people didn't even know what they were. I think only us.
Younger people don't. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, they looked, to me, when the retro came out, it looked more bulky than it did when it first came out.
I thought it looked the same, but
it
looked cheaper.
Well, that too. But it looked, to me, it looked like something was bigger or something. Number two. Yes, pause. Number two, Jordan 1 low, OG, any color. You guys already both put it number one on your list.
What is your number one?
I don't know why you didn't have it on your list, but number two,
what?
any Jordan 1 low, OG, any color.
You had it on
the
list.
That's my number one.
No, not that. The number one that I have. Number one is Air Max 90 Hyperfuse Infrared. By far the most underrated shoe of all time.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I don't consider it most underrated. I consider it more important as far as a monochrome sneaker than red Yeezys. It's the most important monochrome sneaker of all time.
Not the red one. Infrared.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Exactly.
No.
Yes. Yes. Underrated. It's been number one on your best shoe of all time list.
My bad.
Most people don't even care about it.
Yeah, it's 1-1-8.
Yes. Air Max 90 Hyperfuse.
You have any?
Infrared.
Yeah, I've got Hyperfuse.
It's actually, you're right.
Flames.
Now, number one, 1A, 1A. I don't know, man.
Hey, I'm fine with putting Jordan OG 1 low number one. I'm fine with it. But that shoe needs to be right there.
It's very underrated.
So I have a question. Since we're talking about underrated and somebody brought up a shoe that you never see for sale anymore, whatever happened, and I hate to bring it up because we're bringing it up, whatever happened to the Dornbecker What the Dunk?
My God.
The Dornbecker What the Dunks that they... highs that they auctioned off last year. I have not seen a pair for sale since the auctions.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't think I have either. Does anybody own those?
I have no idea. I've never seen a pair, and I haven't heard anything about a pair since the auctions ended. Because
there's definitely none on Flight Club.
No. But there's only, I think there's only one per size run, or maybe two per size. So there's maybe only like 10 or 20 pairs in existence.
God, that was
I didn't even know that existed.
No, you did.
You did. We talked about
maybe
it.
At the time,
it was that one where like everybody trolled Nike, and the pairs after a couple hours of bidding, all of them were at like a couple $100,000, and then Nike cut the auctions and restarted them the next day
because everybody was just bidding like crazy.
The lowest price that one sold for was $10,100.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what happened? Everybody just threw them in cases, I guess, in their houses or in their businesses or whoever bought them. Because I have not seen a pair for
sale
or heard anybody say anything about them since the auctions ended.
Yeah, these suck. I mean, I'm glad. Good job making money for the hospital. Shout out, but these suck.
God bless.
That's literally like a staple topic on the podcast. God, I hope my voice doesn't sound too crazy on this. Anything else?
I think that's all. Thanks for listening. Click those likes. Give us comments.
Subscribe.
Feedback. Subscribe.
USC Alabama on Saturday.
USC Alabama
college
Saturday.
Football game this season.
We only have to suffer through one more week of preseason football. Then it's on
simple,
to the real
simple, simple.
Life.
Ain't nobody watching preseason football, son. This is opening college football.
I'm watching both.
Who watches college football?
The Redskins went to the Bucks tonight, and 27 players didn't even get on the plane to go.
I'm still watching. But college football is king this weekend. Facts.
Thank you.
Stay tuned for Colin Kaepernick and the latest saga.
All right.
In the 49ers.
Is this the sneak diss?
That's the sneak diss.
Bing, 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 boing.